You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, the very first day of December. Good morning and welcome. Rachel Sutherland joins us live from the nation's capital. All right, this was supposed to happen last night. It's been pushed off to this morning. Now we're hearing there may be more tax hikes than there are tax cuts. What's the latest?
Yeah, it was such a dramatic day yesterday on the Senate floor because early in the day, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was so excited he was ready to pop the champagne. And then a report came down yesterday afternoon from the Congressional Committee on Taxation. It shows the bill will add $1 trillion to the deficit even after accounting for economic growth. So that brought everything to a screeching halt. You know, Republicans asked for this report. It was kind of like you're expecting an A on your math test, and it came back as a D plus. So they really had to scramble. They actually spent half the night rewriting portions of the bill to satisfy budget hawks like Senator Bob Corker and Senator Jeff Flake, who don't want to add a cent to the deficit. We're talking about $1 trillion.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It is almost, you know, you see folks on both sides and they come out, and I'm sure the truth is somewhere in the middle. But how is the American people, I mean, how are we supposed to consume this news? I mean, I heard our Senator Dick Durbin saying this is going to hurt every middle class family in Illinois. And then you hear our congressman come out and say the exact opposite. How are you supposed to sift through all of this?
Well, at this point, we don't even have the final language of the bill because they were up last night writing it. So if you're just kind of taking your kids to school this morning and trying to figure out how it's going to impact you, join the club. I mean, I'm wondering, too, and I'm watching this very, very closely because it keeps changing. We think it's going to be one way, and then another problem pops up, so they have to rewrite a portion of it. Now what we're hearing from Republican leadership is that they will try to vote on it today, that they have come up with, they've been running new numbers past the bean counters, and they think that they can come up with language for the bill that will pass. But they're not promising anything. It's a very different attitude than yesterday morning when they were just so sure that they were in the home stretch.
Yeah, how frustrated are the GOP right now with, as you mentioned, Corker, and I think Flake and Johnson are a couple of the others. How much dissension in the ranks?
I don't know if there's so much dissension. I think that they're trying to get to the end product. It's always kind of chaotic in a situation like this. But I think that there are some who are saying, well, we're frustrated with Corker and Flake because they're leaving anyway. They're going to retire from Congress. And some are saying, well, they have a beef with President Trump. But they're saying no, that it's no kind of vendetta, that they're just genuinely concerned about the deficit. And in fact, they're not running for office again, so what do they care? So you have two ways of looking at that. But the bottom line is their votes are still good. They're still in the Senate, and they could definitely kill this bill.
All right. What does this mean for Wall Street today, do you think?
Well, yesterday, Wall Street was riding high on hopes. We'll see when they open this morning as far as how it goes with stocks. But there were high hopes yesterday. I think if this bill gets passed, Wall Street will love it, at least for a certain amount of time. I don't know if they'll love it 3 years from now. We'll see.
All right, Rachel. Great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work.